Hey everyone, welcome to the Wealth Blend podcast with Crossfield Financial, where we bring financial news topics, fresh money insights, bold conversations, and real financial strategies to help you win with money. Each week, we break down the hottest financial news, helping you cut through the noise and show you how to turn knowledge into action. But here's the secret sauce: having a financial coach in your corner changes everything. And of course, we keep things fun, highly energy, and practical with a little help from our quirky mascot Zoodles, because finance doesn't have to be boring. So grab your favorite cup of coffee. I've got my water today. Settle in and let's blend the tools, insights, and coaching support you need to build wealth with confidence and purpose. I'm Rudy Upshaw, CEO and founder of Crossfield Financial. And today I've got an amazing lineup of team members joining me today. So we've got, first and foremost, our senior financial coach. We've got the amazing Amanda Hirschberger. Amanda, welcome to the Wealth Blend podcast.
Hi, so excited to be here.
Great to have you today. We've also got professional coach Nick Bowater with us in the house.
Well, thank you, Rudy. Thank you. What's up, Zoodles? And professional, very important to put that in there.
Yeah.
And we have our amazing executive assistant, the wonderful, the incredibly talented Allie Long with us today. Allie, how are you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Busy, but doing good. Good.
Nice.
What about you guys? How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Living the dream. Love it.
Yeah. So, gosh, we have just a lot of really cool topics to talk about today in the Wealth Blend. And I just love this conversation because, we talk about articles that have happened this last week, major financial news articles, but we also get an opportunity to really showcase our team. Allie, Coach Amanda, Coach Nick, the things that they are doing. And so we're going to reserve some really good time at the end of our podcast today for our Coach's Corner, where it gives our audience an opportunity to get to know our coaches a little bit better and to know kind of how they take care of their clients well. So super excited for today's podcast. So I'm going to go around the horn real quick. Allie, any kind of new updates going on in your world that you'd like to share with us that are happening?
Nothing new. Just been working a lot, especially because it's spring break. So a lot of families are needing more help, because we were talking before we started recording that adults get to work even if we have spring break. So
yeah,
most of the parents are still working unless they do take vacation. And so I'm already busy, but I've just been busier than normal. So yes.
That's very cool. Our listening audience, Allie is our executive assistant here at CrossShield, but she also does some side work too. And she takes care of families and their kiddos and that type of thing when the parents need help. So one thing that we promote here heavily at CrossShield is we all have financial goals. And sometimes those goals may require us to bring in more income into our household other than just reducing our expenses. And so Allie's on a great plan, a great track to accomplish these goals. And part of that is bringing additional income. So Allie, thank you for all that you do. Amanda, give us a fast update on how you're doing and what's going on.
Yeah, doing all right. Surviving spring break. You know, like you said, the kids are home, but we're still working and still have some fun planned in between, but you know, it'll be great. And I do enjoy actually having them home though. It's fun to hear them and hear them all over the house. It's great.
Awesome. Coach Nick, what's going on, sir? Anything you want to update our audience about that they haven't known about since last week?
I have started my accredited financial counseling certificate.
Wow. So
back in school. So I add some more tools to my repertoire to help my clients out in a even more efficient and streamlined manner. So I'm excited about that. Learning bits and pieces. It's actually pretty interesting. A lot of the topics and a lot of the things that are brought up in this class, we deal with on a daily basis as coaches. So for the first time ever, I actually feel like I'm prepared and I know a great deal about the subject already, which has not been the history of my school scholastic career. So not playing catch up this time.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, just a fast update. So I'm in the Oklahoma area, is where I'm physically located. Amanda and Allie are also in this area. And I just want, for our listening audience, just to lift up our community here in this state with all the wildfires that have happened. We've had tremendously high winds. The fires are still burning in Oklahoma. And so that's just kind of the update is, you know, when we think that we, that our situation is not great, not good, all we have to do, audience, is just kind of look around us a little bit, take a perspective a little bit broader, and we will find other people that are going through just really hard, tough situations and tough times. So we're a company that, you know, is based on faith and our relationship with God and Christ. And so prayer is a big part of what we do. So anyway, just a fast little, you know, plug for our community here in the state, but also across the country, areas that are really dealing with really natural disaster issues and problems. So, all right, well, let's jump to the podcast today. So we've got our first article that we're going to cover. Yes, you've heard this in the news a time or two the last, I can't remember how many months. It's still going to be in the news. We still have articles that are going to come up. This is on tariffs, and we're going to talk about tariffs again today. We'll probably be discussing these for a while until we don't. So there you go. So this article is by Greg Iacocci, and we will put that in the links. Allie will make sure all that gets put in our description for us. But the article is titled, "Tariffs Are Simply Inflationary, Economists Say. Here's How They Fuel Higher Prices." The reason that we decided to go ahead and bring this into the podcast again today and talk about it more and more is because we are going to continue to see in certain segments of our economy and certain segments of your spending in your budget, because I know all of our listeners and our audience are really good about having a healthy budget process. So they're watching their spending, they're watching their prices, but prices are probably going to continue to be a little bit of an issue for us as we go through this season, this conversation about tariffs. So, Coach Nick, I would love for you to kind of share a little bit about this article, some of the key points about it, and then talk to our audience about maybe the impact that the tariffs may have on them, things to be preparing for as they, you know, look at the future the next 6 to 9 months. So I'll let you start, and we'll just kind of go around and just call on someone when you're ready, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I appreciate the introduction. Thank you. Yeah, I think with the, I think of tariffs and what I hear a lot from clients and just kind of on the buzz is, you know, just a really uncertainty of how inflation and these tariffs and how they're going to interact with each other. A lot of people are like, tariffs are going to, you know, raise inflation, and the Fed came out and, you know, they increased its inflation forecast for 2025 due to the rising tariffs. And it's a genuine fear, a genuine kind of, you know, to be nervous and anxious about it at first. What I want the kind of, what I want the public and the, you know, especially my clients to know is that there's a way to be insulated from this, kind of to be insured against, you know, how this is going to affect you. And it's just, again, you said having expect prices to go up. Hopefully it is it's a temporary thing. And again, I think President Trump is using tariffs as a tool, he's not using to increase it for his entire presidency, because that would be disastrous. You know, I think that if for his presidency to be successful, regardless of what's said, is the economy has to be in a better position than it is now or when he inherited it. So I think prolonged tariffs are going to do exactly the opposite. And, you know, I personally dig what he's doing, but his presidency is going to be a disaster if the economy tanks even more. So I think using these tariffs as a tool to negotiate trade contracts with other nations, I think is a good tool, but for a long, prolonged period of time, it's going to be disastrous. And I don't think he is using tariffs to become, you know, to make a disastrous economy. I think he's using it as a tool to better agreements with other countries. Saying that, we need to anticipate our purchasing power declining when tariffs are going down. What does that mean? Is that means we're just going to be able to buy less with this same amount of money. We can, again, insulate ourselves against that by really, really making good decisions about what we buy. If I need it or I want it, that's going to be a big question. Should I buy this? Should I not? Expect because of the uncertainty of tariffs, what it does to our economy, expect, you know, your stock market, you know, 401k to do this. That's a normal thing. Please, 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 I beg you, do not freak out. Do not sell. Do not do any of those things. Just ride it. You don't lose money until you sell it for a loss. So right now, it's make-believe money. It's, you're not pulling off it. You're not, you know, living off it yet. Mm-hmm. It's in your 401k and it's going to go up. It's going to go down. That's the way it works. But please, please don't get off the roller coaster before it stops. So I've stressed that. I can't stress it enough. Warren Buffett, that's how he gets richer and richer, is that he waits for people to dump all their stocks and they freak out. They think I can get money get my money while I can. And then he buys them all at a super discounted price. And then 18 months later, when everything goes away and they go back up to what they're supposed to be doing, he makes billions. That's how rich people use the stock market to do it. But do not be one of those people that bail. So making sure that your budget is in order, make sure it's, you know, your needs and wants are predetermined, and see what you can get away with without having to spend exorbitant amounts of money on things that are expensive. The things that I guess are going to go up, with the tariff, the 25% tariff on steel and aluminum, it's going to go cars, houses. Cars are supposed to go up, according to the article, about $12,500, and homes around $9,200, according to industry estimates. So those are kind of the things, anything that with aluminum or steel in them are going to be more expensive. So again, just if you need a new car, you might want to wait a little bit, or maybe change your expectations on how much you spend. I could go on and on, but I know. Expensive. Yeah, exactly. I could go on and on, but I'm going to give Amanda and Ali a chance to kind of weigh in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been talking about this for several episodes already about the tariffs and, you know, how it affects us. And honestly, it really comes down to knowing what you have, knowing your abilities, and then being able to readjust. And, I get a lot of the, I don't know how to put this kindly, so I'm not the childhood mentality of, well, we said it was going to be this way and I promised my kids we would do this and now we can't. And I'm like, well, guess what? Mm-hmm. And that's what you tell your kids. You mm-hmm. say, this is what happened. And to keep our family safe and to not go into further debt, we're now going to change the narrative. So we're not going to take the big vacation. We're going to mm-hmm. go camping here instead, to save some money and still take you somewhere fun and do something and spend time together. But, you know, we're going to have to adjust the expectation here. And I think it's incredible how some parents are so terrified of their children and telling them mm-hmm. yep. that, hey, this is what we were going to do. And guess what? Life changed. And so this is going to be your tiny little feeling of consequence to this, you know, as compared to what your mom and dad are, you know, having to deal with, you know, like it's okay, or kids will not be traumatized because they didn't get to go to Disney World and instead they went camping. They will be fine.
You're showing them how an adult makes a decision.
Yeah.
Ooh, or maybe even not going on a vacation at all. Possibly.
Oh, yeah. What? Even that. You know, staycations are cool too.
Yeah.
You know, throw up a blanket in the backyard, throw it over the, you know, the trampoline tent and, you know, make some fun happen there. You know, throw up a screen on the back of your house and, you know, have a movie theater like that. You know, get creative and fun. It's okay. You will survive, I promise. And so it's creating a really new narrative and being responsible and showing your kids that it's okay to do that. I think it's really important because it allows them to be okay with doing it when they're an adult and saying, nope, I have exactly. to keep this, instead of this narrative of, oh, I have to keep this level of expectation. I have to keep this level of house. I have to keep this level of clothes. I have to keep this level of X. You know, they realize, mm-hmm. nope, it's time to readjust, and they'll start learning that it's okay to do that in life, and it's necessary sometimes to do that.
Absolutely. It's a great lesson to teach them.
Wow, Nick, you scratched an itch, I think, with Amanda or something, or
yeah,
back a little scab. Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, so I love having her on. It's so exciting. Where you never know, you know what she's gonna say. It's gonna be something awesome, though. It's gonna be full of emotion, and it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be based in 100% facts and good life lessons. So I always like her comments.
So Amanda, you're not saying that, you know, families and parents should not have vacation.
No.
Right. I think what I heard you say, because this is all came out of the tariffs conversation, in mm-hmm. that, you know, the cost of things may be increased for a while.
It will be.
And mm-hmm. because of those costs increase, it's okay. Yeah. If we know what's going on with our money, which mm-hmm. the budget, I'm going to rephrase that. A healthy budget.
Yes.
is mm-hmm. the key to being able to make decisions for our household, for our family, for our goals. And one of those decisions may need to be, hey, you know what? We're pretty tight on our monies right now. We know what's going on. And when these, as we have increases, we need to make decisions, or we get to make decisions in certain areas. And one of those may be, do we take a vacation? Do we change your vacation? What that looks like. And all that's okay, because we're working with reality. We're working with truth, and we're being able to adjust that because of the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Man, that was something. Allie, do you have any perspective on this tariff article and the price increases that we're probably going to be seeing for a while?
Not really, kind of. I know you just really have to watch your budget, kind of like what Nick was saying. But I have more so with the next article. speaking about tariffs. It's talking about consumer angst is striking all income levels.
All right, Allie.
Signs of weaknesses are showing up in spending on everything from basic luxuries.
Go get them, Allie.
Consumer spending is declining across all income levels due to concerns about tariffs and inflation and a potential recession. And retailers are reporting weak demand since the start of the year as consumers become more cautious about their spending. So, with specific things going up, I just know that even doesn't matter rich or poor, whatever, it's consuming has been freaking people out because it's okay, we don't know what's going on, what's going to do with the tariffs and stuff like that. And so, yeah. Rudy, what do you have about this article?
No, I think the article is spot on. And what's interesting about this article, this is by the Wall Street Journal, and the author is Jinjun Lee. This came out on March the 13th, so it's been a week ago. But the interesting thing about the article, it says that people are slowing their spending. And the information that's being gathered for this article is from a lot of the big retailers. Walmart is in here, mm-hmm. Talking about the demand of things. And so obviously they see that the demand has quote, changed because of the dollars that are being spent at the retailers. What the article doesn't really talk about much in here is the intentional decision by the consumers. They're seeing tariffs, and they may be pulling back. What we don't know is, why are they pulling back? Is it just pulling back because of tariff increasing? Are there other factors? And going back to our conversation before about audience, you can know exactly what's going on in your household. You're the only mm-hmm. one that can control that. Walmart doesn't control that. Wall Street Journal doesn't control that. Honestly, tariffs don't really control that, right? You get to control what you spend, how you spend. And it's actually very easy and simple to do. And we can show you how to do that, but it's all about the budget, right? So, I think we're probably going to see some continuing, just cautiousness about spending. I tell my clients that I'm working with, okay, if you want to make an adjustment, why do you want to make that adjustment? Is it just because that particular thing is higher? Are there alternatives that you can spend on? What's the really purpose behind it? Well, I'm just kind of scared of tariffs. Okay. Well, listen, tariffs are going to change. They're going to come. They're going to go. We've had tariffs in place forever, right? Mm-hmm. I can't remember when we really started doing it, but I think it was back in the very early formation of our country that we started charging other countries to import their products that we would purchase. Mm-hmm. So this whole concept of the tariff is not new at all, but I do think that many times it does get politicized more than it probably needs to be. But at the end of the day, I agree. You talked earlier. I don't know that you probably really gave it enough value, but you talked about being able to not only say hedge against it, but to prepare for it, though. Mm-hmm. And so that got it brought up. But yes, we are going to see prices increase, but we can be ahead of that. We can be on top of it, and we can make different decisions because our income typically can be pretty well, stable for the most part. And it's not going to change as much as these prices will. Where we can influence is how we spend, where we spend on, and what that looks mm-hmm. like. So,
because I will say, even though tariffs have been around for the newer generation, upcoming 18 to 26, 38, maybe 30, for I feel like for that generation, at least people that I've talked with, they've never paid attention until they've moved out. Like, you know what I mean? So then now they're being hit with this like inflation that's so high, or not so high, but inflation. They're like, wait, what? And so I think that also brings anxiety with them, because they're like, I wasn't paying attention before because now I'm on my own. Like, what? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where it also brings it in of like, oh my goodness. But you're right. Watching your budget and watching that is like the best way.
Yeah. I always tell my clients to like shop strategically, like explore alternatives to the products you usually buy, buying used, maybe delaying those big, large purchases. And then also, if you know kind of rates are going to go up, if you're going to finance like a house or something like that, you know, try to secure financing before those rates increase if you absolutely have to spend money. So just thinking strategically. And like you said, Ali, a lot of people, I always joke with my kids, it's like, yeah, when Bank of Dad pays for everything, they don't really pay attention much. And then, you know, Bank of Dad is, you know, always reliable, but, you know, terrible returns. But when they move out on their own, it's just like, oh, Dad. I'm like, welcome to the real world, kid. Go get jobs like a, you know, a normal person. But again, I think it's if you educate your kids as you go out. And
it is
a shock. It's a huge shock. And you're right. And I think as a parent, I probably failed my kids if it's such a massive shock. Maybe I didn't teach them the value of money and how to earn a hard dollar. Maybe they did already know it. I don't know, man. But it is a, I've had two teenage daughters move out and both of them are like, ah. And I'm like, yup.
Well, that's a really good point that you brought up, Nick. This whole conversation about tariffs, like Ali said, it's probably something that's new, maybe for the younger, you know, ages. They're not really familiar with what that is, why it is. But it's a great opportunity for us as parents, like you say, Nick. Okay, I get the opportunity now to have that conversation, to give them more information about what these are, number one. But also, Nick, like you said, in the very first opening of this article, how I can prepare for those things, how I can kind of hedge my finances so that when these fluctuations do come up, and they're not just going to come up once in our lifetime, they're going to come up through other seasons, you can prepare them for that. So, Nick, I'm just going to challenge you and tell you that I think you're wrong. I think you're actually, you may not have done it as much in the past as you should have, but you're doing it now just by what you're doing. And so it's really powerful. Amanda, you've been kind of quiet on this, this particular conversation. So I don't know if I should,
you should release the hounds, open the gates. Yeah, it's you know, you get what you get. but yeah, I am a bit passionate about it. You know, I do. And, you know, to this conversation with the kids, yeah, I think, you know, like there is some level of us, but there's also some level of some kids just don't absorb the same way. You know, I have one kid, he saves a penny and every penny he finds, and sometimes even picks up dirty money off the ground. And I'm like, stop.
Yes.
You know, like, don't pick up the penny. You know, like you don't know where it's been. And I'll give you a penny, just don't.
Or maybe you do.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to pick it up.
Yeah. Right.
Pick up some fingers in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'll give you two pennies to put the
and
penny
then there's
down.
My daughter who gets $5 and she, you know, sees the candy at the store and wants it immediately. You know, like, so I think there's also a level of personality. And I think,
I think
the lessons are all still there. They just kind of get released at different times when they may have just gotten released a little later with the girls, and that's okay. You know, it's, you know, not every kid's going to respond the same way to the same lessons.
Yeah.
And so, but as long as you're putting the lessons out there and you're still, you know, instilling all these things into them, that's what matters. And so my biggest thing that I love to do is I just put on stuff with finance news or anything like that in the background. And then my kid's like, oh, mom, what's this? I'm like, oh, great. Awesome. I pause the radio and I'm like, let's talk about that. And let's have a conversation about that. Mom, what is a 401k? I'm like, oh, that's a great question. Let's talk about it.
Your kids are already asking about that? That's amazing.
Well, I do play a lot of finances in the background. Yeah. So,
I'm going to have to do that.
And so my kids will ask questions like that. Now, my daughter, she won't, but she's still hearing the same conversation that's going on in the background. And
my kids
wanted
to do with sticks and play lightsabers.
Yeah, and that was my kid at your kid's age, too. Yeah. And so we talked about...
Thank gosh.
Yeah. And so we talked about things when at their age about, you know, other kids around the world and giving. Mm-hmm. And that's a great time to start talking about giving. And we talk about the shoebox donations where we put toys and things like that and how fortunate mm-hmm. they are and how little they have. And, you know, that dollar that they saved every week in their commissions, we put in that envelope and we go spend all that money to go pay for the kids' socks and, you know, and toys and things that we put in there and goodies and little notes. You know, so it's all age appropriate. I mean, my kid's 15 year kids, a child, you know, like still tiny. And so, you know, it just depends on what level they're at. But as long as you keep having those conversations, that's what matters. Just keep the conversation going. Good. And so, and some of them will roll their eyes just like my daughter does. And that's okay. Cause she's a 13 year old girl. And that's,
but she's still listening. Yeah. But
she's still listening.
She's still getting it, absorbing it.
Yep.
Exactly. That's right. And I'm fine with that. I'm not there to be liked. I'm there to teach. And so, and I'm cool with that.
So coaches, before we get into the coach's corner, which is our time to really share stuff that's going on, with our clients. So tariffs, you know, this whole conversation about tariffs, and we've kind of hit it in a couple of different ways today. Mm-hmm. So when you've got a lead or someone that you're talking to, or even a client, and you know they are worried about tariffs and the impact of that, what do you tell them, Amanda?
Well, it also depends on the client, because some of them actually are impacted by, because I have business owners, and some of them are impacted by this, and that's a real situation.
Right. Right.
And so, and some of them are in steel and aluminum. And so it's a real thing. Yep. And so, a big thing I'm reminding them is, especially the ones that are heavily involved or just ones that aren't aware, is like, guess what? This actually happened not even a few years ago. We actually had another raise on tariffs. It's about 6-7 years ago or something like that. I mean, don't quote me on it, but it's less than 10 years ago. And so, and guess what? Things went up a little bit, things sort of stabilized, and we kept moving forward. And that's what's going to happen again. Things are going to go up a little bit, things will adjust, and it's not going to steadily increase at a rapid rate. There's going to be a shift, a hike, and then it's going to level out. I mean, it's the way it always works when a tariff happens. And so I'm like, how did we handle it? And then I remind them, and some of my clients are like, oh, I don't even remember that. That really didn't affect me. And I'm like, okay. And then the ones that it actually affected, they're like, oh yeah, we readjusted. We sent out letters to clients. We readjusted our prices. Everybody was fine with it because it was still lower than their competitors, because guess what? Their competitors are getting the same prices and they're getting the same price increases. So everybody across the board will always be affected. And so that's why in the article, I think in the previous article, they mentioned not just the products that are made abroad, but also here, it will affect everything across the board.
Right.
And so, and that's very true. And so, so this is not the time to panic. This is the time to take a deep breath and let's think through this logically. How did it work in the past? And how can we, you know, based on that, how do we adjust that now?
Yeah.
I like it. Stable, calm, good decision-making.
Yeah.
Well, I had one last little piece to this whole thing, and that is, listen, for our audience, even for us as coaches, if you're concerned about the tariffs, the best way to manage that is to get on top of your stuff today. I mean, like literally today. Sit down. If you really don't, if you're a business owner, if you're an individual, again, we keep going back to this budget. We got to know where we are. And once we know where we are, then we can make adjustments, but we got to figure that out. And so please do that today. We'll go ahead and segue into the coach's corner real quick, if you guys don't mind. I just want to talk about this briefly. So I had a great conversation with a lady today. She's in her mid-60s. She is really worried about her money. She doesn't have any emergency funds established. She doesn't have any retirement. She did make a large purchase on a large asset. And so she's concerned about these price increases that we have had, but also we're seeing. And so her question was, should I sell this large asset and have these monies in for me to work with? And the asset's her house. Okay. She has no debt on the house, but she doesn't know what's going on. And she's nervous and scared, rightfully so. And I said, well, how do you know if it's the right time to go ahead and sell the house or not sell the house? And she didn't have a good answer because she didn't know where she was with her regular budget on how much money she had to work with. Did she need to go get a little bit of extra money? And she just didn't know, but she wanted this quick answer. And I think many times, you know, when we look at articles or things maybe on TikTok or social media, you know, these people have kind of here's what you should do. Here's what you should do. Okay.
Yeah. I love those articles. They're so fun.
They are fun to watch, right?
Yeah.
The problem is every household, every business has a different situation. They have a different goal. They have a different objective. And if at a base level, if I don't know what's going on with my money and I don't have a job for every dollar that's coming in and going out, I can't really make a good decision like that. So she pressed me and said, just tell me what I should do. I'm like, you know what? I can't, because if I give you this, what I think is correct without having all the information, I'm doing you more harm than good. So yes. I'm not going to tell you what to do because you don't know where you are today. And that's the scariest part. So anyway, just a little scenario that happened with me today that kind of relates to the articles. So that's my coach's corner. So
what about Nick? You can go, Nick.
Oh, I was going to say, I had a just a caveat on you real quick, Rudy. I think that's really you made an interesting point. It's like she doesn't know what money she had. She didn't know what her goals are. And when I watch these, to you should do these 10 things to be successful in 2025, and you know, you should never sell a house, or you should do this. Like, I always look at it, I'm like, there's many strategies. And depending on what I want to do, could be a great thing or that could be a terrible thing. It's not bad advice. It's just, it's being portrayed as you got to do this. And then I'm like, well, if my goal is this, then that isn't the best thing to do. This is the best thing to do. Both are perfectly good, legit, reputable strategies, but it depends on the goal of which one I take. It depends which way, you take the fork in the road. It depends on where the destination is. If your destination is off that way, I'm not going to take the fork that goes that way. And I think when people like watch those and they panic because they're like, I'm not doing this. I'm like, but that's got nothing to do with what you want to achieve. So don't freak out. Don't future trip. Mm-hmm. I call it
future trip. Yeah.
Don't future trip, man. But anyway, back to me, my story. I had a really good, you know what, Amanda, you have said this to me and Rudy has as well. It's that as soon as you start doing this long enough, you're going to get people that you talked to so long ago, out of nowhere will call you. And I had that happen to me yesterday. The very first couple that I consulted with, they were a young military couple, and they just weren't in the right place at the right time. They were kind of over consumed with debt, and they were having a baby on the way, and they just couldn't afford the investment as well as on top of paying all their debts. He called me last night out of the blue and was like, hey man, I think we're ready. I want to consult with you as soon as possible. So this was like 7 o'clock on last night, and 8 o'clock this morning we had a consult, and I was like, wow. And I was like, you know, I'm so honored that you thought of this. And, I'm thinking like all the stuff that we preach about making a powerful impact and having these powerful conversations. He was like, I literally talked to this guy last time on 27 April of last year.
Wow.
And that was the last time my note was taken. So I was like, that was the last conversation. And him and his wife remembered us and, went straight to us. And I signed them this morning. And I was like, wow, Amanda was right. Rudy was right. So I think it's a testament to, you know, what we do as CrossShield. We provide those powerful experiences and, you know, we're here to serve our customers powerfully and the best way we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We make it client orientated and their goals orientated. You know, we live in their world.
Yeah,
we make it about them. It's not about us. It's not about making profits. It's about taking care of our clients. And then, you know, that stuff comes around and it's like, it made me feel good. I was like, wow, what I'm doing actually makes a difference in people's lives. And that's the first time that's ever happened to me. So I was very, very excited this morning. So I thought of both of you guys. And
Nick, how long ago was it when you had that conversation with them?
Yeah, April 27th, 2024. So it's almost an entire year.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that's.
I was excited. Wonderful. Very cool.
Congratulations.
So, happened to me today, and I was. I caught in. Yep, made my day. Very good. Very happy.
Yeah. So for our audience, to all that point, you may have been listening to this podcast for a while, and you've been thinking, you know what, I really do need to do some things with the money. I want to take control back and go back and revisit that. You know, these folks that Nick's talking about, they remembered the conversation that was had almost a year ago. And So there's never a better time to take action, take your money back, take control back, you know, avoid all these things with spending. Get a financial coach in your corner to help you do these things. Do not delay. So anyway,
yeah.
Awesome. Amanda, what you got?
Yeah, I, you know, did my little video release. That was fun. And I know that everybody here knows that's a big thing for me. You know,
so proud of you.
Guys, it was so easy. I would have not known it was a big deal. I texted her and I was like, hey, if you're able to, literally, like, by the end of the day, she had three videos, a whole script. I was like, oh, it was great. It was perfect.
Well, I took the advice of Rudy, and he said, when you're, you know, our amazing leader here, and he said, if you're scared of something, don't give it time. And honestly, that's been the best advice I've ever had, you know, like in the longest time ever, is if you're afraid to do something, don't give it time because it'll only grow. And yeah. I was like, okay, so I'm just going to get it done and I'm not going to be scared because I'm going to overthink it and I'm just going to do it. Rah! Yeah. And then I'm fierce. And
it was awesome. I was like, wow.
And so
such a good job.
And so that's what I did. I you know, took it and I was like, I'm going to take my gut on this and do it. And because it's true, you know, personal finance, it's so incredibly important. It breaks marriages. The power.
Yes.
The power that it provides, yes. Both good, positive and negative. If you try to bury it in the sand, it's going to create this powerful force that could wreak havoc on your life. But on the exact opposite end, if you take charge of it and you start paying attention to it and you know, put principles in place, it can be a powerful force for you.
Yes.
So I just sort of highlighted, you know, this tiny little portion of it, you know, and this little sliver of one of the things that we talk about with our clients. And I think it's something that easily gets dismissed because most people go through this journey of, you know, paying off debt. That's a big part of financial wellness. And they're like, awesome, we're done. And they like take a deep breath and they're like, great, we're good. But there's so much more to that. And this is one of those components, you know, and it's such a critical component because
I
you know, I don't have debt, you know, like I don't, other than my house, which I'm paying off, but, you know, not having this component of it, if I didn't, it could have completely derailed my life.
Yeah.
And so thankful, you know, that I have it there because it didn't, it was just like, oh, that sucks. Now I got to build it back up again, but that's all it was.
Yeah.
And our marriage,
it's a good problem to have.
Our marriage wasn't, we weren't fighting about how we could pay for an AC unit in the ceiling and a car all at once. It was like, all I got to do was worry about my humans around me. You know, when my car got wrecked, not by me, but by somebody else, it wasn't, oh my goodness, I can't believe that happened. How are we going to make ends meet? It was, oh my goodness, are you okay? You know, don't worry, let's get through this together. It could have happened to anybody. Rightly is the right response anyway. But, you know, sometimes when you're so stressed about money, you don't get to have those right responses. You just react. Mm-hmm. And because of all the stress and buildup. And so I felt so wonderful to be able to just love on my family and be there for them and say, it's okay. Let's just work through this together.
Yeah.
We got this.
That's awesome.
So Amanda, would it be okay if we showed our watching audience, our listening audience, the really amazing video that you made?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's do that for us.
Let's go. Hey everyone. I'm Amanda Hirschberger, senior financial coach with CrossShield. Ever had a month where everything seems to go wrong? I've been there. In just 30 days, I had three major emergencies hit all at once. And without an emergency fund, it would have completely wiped my finances. But here's the good news. By saving just a few months worth of living expenses, you can avoid that financial devastation. An emergency fund gives you peace of mind, reduces stress, and keeps you on track with your long-term financial goals, even when life throws you a curveball. Having an emergency fund isn't just smart, it's essential for maintaining stability and protecting your financial future. If you haven't started yours yet, now is the time to get started. And if you need help, feel free to reach out to me or one of our other amazing coaches for a consult. We're here to help you build a stronger, more secure financial future.
Nailed it. So awesome. Yeah.
Very, very nice. Amanda, tell our listening audience and our viewing audience why it's so important for us as a coaching firm to communicate these messages out to the public and even to do videos. Why is it so important that we do that?
I think it's so important because it's something that really gets like when you're like, oh, that's a money person. You know, it gets a really negative connotation to it because most people are like, oh, well, they're just trying to sell me something, or they're just trying to get me to buy their whatever, or they're going to sell me whole life insurance or whatever it is. Like they're just, you know, like there's an end goal there. But so it tends to get sort of put on this back burner.
Yeah.
But when somebody there's not enough of a voice out there where people just truly want to help. It's like, look, I've been there. Life sucked for me too. And we, you know, our marriage sucked because we were just fighting all the time about, you know, how we were going to pay the groceries and the electricity. And, you know, we get it. We were there. We want to help you figure out a way out too. And so, cutting a genuine voice through all the noise is really hard.
Yeah. But
the more the voice is put out there, the more it will get heard. And so hopefully it did come off across as genuine because that's really what I do.
It was
your story, Amanda. It was things that you actually walked through and you can utilize that, your experience to help to encourage other people to take a step and to show them how they can do that as well.
Yeah. And I, you know, life doesn't stop knocking you down just because you pay off your debt. And I sort of want to emphasize that.
Yeah.
It just because you get through one part of your journey does not mean your journey is complete. It just means now you get to continue a different part of your journey. And so, and that doesn't mean it's going to be sunshine and rainbows the whole way. And so, having the right tools in place will make it a little less sucky. And so, and a lot, you know, a lot more encouraging for your future. And so, just trying to cut through all that noise.
Yeah. Fantastic. Love that. Great job.
Love it.
Wow. What a great podcast today. Talked about a lot of tariff information, prices increasing, and how you can, manage that well. And just like Amanda said, with her situation, the question not was when those events occurred, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? The question was, are you okay? Right? It's a whole different mindset shift. So through financial coaching, we can help you get to that place where when life does happen, it's an inconvenience, not a catastrophe, not a crisis in your life. It's a process. It takes time, but that's what we do at CrossShield. And so if you ever think about this podcast and listening to it and you're like, gosh, how do I get connected? What can I do? Reach out. You'll find the links in the description on how to connect with Coach Nick, Coach Amanda, myself, Coach Allie. I mean, Admin Allie. Admin Allie. That's really cool. That's what we're going to call it. Admin Allie.
Allie.
No, I executive assistant.
I can coach Allie you with encouragement.
But you do. You do a very good job of that.
But the great thing about
be able to do our job.
Yeah. The great thing about Allie Long is she has a perspective that's a little bit different, right? She sees everything that's going on. She actually sees how clients can be helped and supported, even those that are younger. It doesn't matter how old you are. We can help you accomplish the things that you want. So very good. All right. We're going to go ahead and end our podcast today. So, all right, Wealth Builders, before we close this out, let's talk about what's next for you. You just took in some powerful financial insights about relevant information happening real time. But remember, information alone does not change your life. Action does. Mm-hmm. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be, it's the steps you take today. So let's make this real. Step one, take the first move. If you're tired of feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your next financial step, you don't have to figure it out alone. And that's so important with financial coaching. That's why we do what we do. You got that opportunity with us. Book that free consultation. Do that today. Don't wait. You don't have to go another day of worry or being concerned. Step two, stay in the right circle. Winning with money is easier when you're surrounded by people who are learning, growing, and pushing forward too. Join us online for weekly insights, real strategies, and encouragement to keep you moving forward. Step three, help someone else take that step. Found value in today's episode? Hit like, subscribe, and send this to someone who needs to hear it. Sometimes a simple conversation about money is all it takes to start making a change. New episodes drop every Friday at 3 p.m., so stay connected, keep learning, and let's do this together. Now, take a deep breath, grab that coffee, and remember, your financial future is not set in stone. It's built by the choices you make today. Make them count. Until next time, stay focused, stay intentional, and keep blending that wealth. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.